ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। थैंक यू डियर श्री चैतन्य चंद्र प्रभु फॉर काइंडली इनवाइटिंग मी एंड एंगेजिंग मी इन द सर्विस ऑफ द वैष्णवस। टू ऑल द वैष्णवस हुम आई see on the call, I offer my obeisances. Thank you for kindly participating. I am qualified in any way to be addressing an esteemed assembly like all of you, sincere Vaishnavas who are chanting, who are following all the principles and serving sincerely, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping Tulsi and observing Ekadashi, such sincere devotees. I am certainly not qualified to be speaking. But Srimad Bhagavatam says that Sa uttama shloka mahan mukhachyoto bhavat padam bhoja sudha kananila smritir punar vismriti tattva vartmano kuyogi namno vitaratyalam varai. Prithu Maharaj, he mentions that just by engaging in the process of speaking about Krishna and hearing about Krishna, our remembrance of Krishna will reawaken in the heart. This is a very important point. Prithu Maharaj mentions that although we read so much and we hear so much, when time comes, it doesn't help us, is it not? When lust attacks or anger attacks or somebody tries to agitate us, so although we know kamesha krodesha rajoguna samudbhava, or although we know that krodad bhavati sammoha sammoha smriti vibhrama smritir bhramsha buddhinasho buddhinashat pranashyati, we know trividam narakasyedam dwaram nashanam atmanah kama krodha tatha lobha tasmadeta trayam tyajet. Memorizing these verses is the easiest on the path, but when actually anger attacks, when someone speaks something which agitates us, it is very difficult to use all this. It's not impossible, but it takes a lot of spiritual strength. So why does this happen? Prithu Maharaj mentions it happens because of vismriti. The first thing that happens is these anarthas, they attack straight at the smriti. You see, if we remember everything and if we are able to apply them, then the anarthas lose the battle. So first thing that they do is they attack the smriti or remembrance. They will take away, although we will think, oh yes, I know this verse, or I have heard this verse, I have read this verse. But when time comes, it may not help, because vismriti, tattva vartmano, the anarthas attack vismriti, or let's say they attack the smriti of the Lord and cause vismriti. Let's put it like that. They attack the remembrance of the Lord and make us forget. And as a result, we are helpless. So what is the way out? Prithu Maharaj says, Sa uttama shloka mahan mukhachyuto bhavat padambhoja sudha kananila. That the only way by which smritir punar, punah smriti ki jagriti kaise ho, ye prashna utta hai. कि विस्मृति के पथ पे हम सब चल रहे हैं, वी आर ऑल वॉकिंग ऑन द पाथ ऑफ फॉरगेटफुलनेस ऑफ कृष्णा, हाउ कैन वी रीअवेकन द रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ कृष्णा, हाउ इज इट दैट एवरी मोमेंट वी कैन थिंक एक्चुअली दिस पर्सन इज नॉट एजिटेटिंग मी, कृष्णा इज ट्राइंग टू टीच मी सम लेसन, इट इज मी अलोन हु इज रिस्पॉन्सिबल, दे आर सिंपली इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स, इफ दे आर सेइंग समथिंग व्हाई इज इट एजिटेटिंग मी, बिकॉज द प्रॉब्लम इज विद मी. How much tolerance Haridas Thakur had, how much tolerance Prahlad Maharaj had, how much tolerance Kunti Devi had. I am chanting Hare Krishna, why I don't have so much tolerance? Why at small things I complain? why at small, small things I criticize and I blame. So the problem is with me, right? Let's say there is a wound here and I take this finger and I start touching here. I will not have any pain. But only when I touch here at the wound will I have pain. So the problem is not with the finger, because if the problem was with the finger, wherever I touch, it should hurt. But here is the wound, and when the finger touches the wound, that's when I say, ah. So it's not the finger, it's the wound. So similarly, when someone says something, it's not that they are the concern, because if they were the concern, at all times, everyone around them should be agitated. But that's not what's happening. The problem is because the wound is in my consciousness. Therefore, I am responsible. There is something that is troubling from inside. They are not responsible. I am responsible. Is everyone understanding the example? The wound is in my consciousness. It's not the finger from outside that is responsible. Similarly, we can see, let's say when we are walking, there are a lot of stones on the path. If we walk barefoot, then Trinacharanugam Shriniketanam. Trina Shila Trinankurai Sida Titinaha Kalilatam Manaha Kantagachati. If we walk barefoot and there are stones on the street, what will happen? The sole of our feet will get hurt. But if we wear shoes, however difficult the path is, you think we will get hurt? We will not. The shoes on our feet will protect us against all the stones. So it's not that the stones are responsible. It's that I don't have shoes to protect my feet. And if I have shoes, then how many stones are there, doesn't matter. I can even run on that path and not get hurt. Is it not? So similarly, whoever says whatever outside, it's just like a stone. But because I have lack of Krishna consciousness, I get hurt by it. If I have the strong shoes of very deep Krishna consciousness, the substance inside, bhakti is so deep, so grave in the heart, that irrespective of how many stones are there on my path, the shoe is protecting my consciousness. The protective layer of bhakti is protecting me. As a result, you can see the more advanced the person is, he doesn't find any problem because he's having such high level of tolerance because the shoe of bhakti is protecting him. But when the shoe is missing, that protection from bhakti is missing because of lack of absorption in the sadhana, then we complain over all the stones on the path. I hope we're all understanding what we are trying to discuss. It is very important. We'll give third example. Let's say it is raining outside and it is pouring, this rain shower. One thing we can do is we can complain about how much rain shower, or torrents of rain. Oh, it's so troublesome. I cannot go out anywhere. I'm not able to take the train. I'm not able to go for a preaching program or a class. I'm not able to go on Harinam Sankirtan. One thing is I can do all that. Or another thing I can do is I can take an umbrella and walk under the umbrella. So instead of complaining about how much it's raining or trying to stop the rain, which is impossible, instead of doing that, we can make sure that the rain doesn't touch us by holding the umbrella. So similarly, in this world, the rain shower of dukkha is going to be there. When Krishna says dukkhalayam ashashvatam, there is dukkha. Samsara dukkha jaladau patitasya kama krodadi nakramakarai kavali kritasya durvasana nigaditasya nirashrayasya chaitanya chandra mama dehi padavalamba. Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati says, how much dukkha is there in this world? He says, samsara dukkha jaladau. This world is actually an ocean of suffering. Ocean, not water drop, not tap water, not rainwater, but ocean. Unlimited depth. Ek tat se dusre tat. Asankhya, asimit. Gin bhi nahi sakte utne jal ke chitkare hain ya bund hain, kanika hai. We can't even count how many drops of water are there in an ocean. It's very deep. From one end to another end, it's impossible to cross. So Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati says, samsara dukkha jalado. This world is actually an ocean of suffering. And now he describes, He gives more descriptions. So I request all of you, if you attentively hear, then you will catch all these details. Shripad Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Samsara Dukkha Jaladau Patitasya Kama Krodadi Nakramakarai Kavali Kritasya. That, my Lord, this world is actually an ocean of suffering. And I have fallen into this ocean. The bad news now is, Kama Krodadi Nakramakarai. Lust, anger, greed, pride, envy. When somebody else is doing better than us, envying how his life is better than mine. He also got, he also graduated at the same time as me. He also came out of school at the same time as me. But dekho, wo jeevan mein aage chale gaye. Ye bahut laghu chetasam. Chote vichar wale log aise sochte hain. Mujh jaise log. I am nija paro veti gananam laghu chetasam. Udar charitanam tu vasudha eva kutumbakam. Those who have very narrow-minded thinking, they think like that. But those who are very broad-minded, they think that swastiyastu vishwasya kalaha prasidatam, that may everybody be happy. They don't ask for their joy. Let everybody be happy. Vasudev Datta said, may I take the sin of the whole world and go to hell. May everybody go back home, back to God. It. Haridas Thakur said, I need to be whipped more because I heard the blasphemy of the holy name. And Gopal Chappal was speaking. His criticism of the holy name. Gopal Chakravarti. This is what is the price I had to pay. I need to pay more, he said. So, being envious of others, feeling very lusty looking at the opposite sex, being angry when someone doesn't listen to us, being very greedy, I want more, whether it's more rasgullas or whether it's more money or whether it's more name and fame, being upset when being criticized, being happy when being glorified. These are all what Prabodhananda Saraswati says in the ocean of suffering. All these emotions are the crocodiles, the sharks, the whales. Nakra. Nakra means crocodile. Krodadi nakra makarai. And makar means shark. The crocodiles and shark in the water of distress. So this world is an ocean of suffering. And in that, the crocodile, the shark, the whales, the big timingala fishes are these emotions, these negative anarthas. So somebody could say, when we are in an ocean and these aquatics are attacking us, what we could do? We can swim, try to swim faster away from these aquatics. Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Durvasana nigaditasya nirashrayasya. My Lord, I want to swim away from them, but my hands and legs are tied by the samskaras of bad habits from past. Many times we can see, even when we switch off the switch of the fan is switched off, but because it's been going on for 1-2 hours, the blades continue to move even after the switch is off. Is it not? Haven't we seen that? The ceiling fan continues to move. And then after some time, it gets pacified. It stops. So similarly, although we have switched off bad activities, we don't perform them. We are following regulative principles. But because over lifetimes, we have done those adharmic activities. Tasmat shastram pramanam te kari akarya vyavastito. Yah shastra vidhi mutsrujya vartate kama karataha. Nasa siddhim avapnoti na sukham na paramgatim. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the more we break regulative principles, the more we break scriptural principles, the more we break the instructions of the spiritual master, nasa siddhim avapnoti. We will not get perfection in whatever we are doing. Na sukham. Forget about happiness. And na param gatim, liberation and bhakti and back home, back to Godhead and Krishna prem. Let's not even talk about those things, he's saying. Krishna is saying. Param gatim, not possible. We have to be under the anushasan, the discipline of Shastra and Guru. Very important. Otherwise, it's not happening. So Sripad Prabhudananda Saraswati says, in the ocean of dukkha in this world, the aquatics of anarthas are biting and chewing me away. And when I try to swim away from them, my hands and legs are tied because of my past samskaras. Even after being a devotee and switching off the switch of bad activities, the blades are moving for some time. Therefore, even after we sometimes see, although we don't engage in those activities, since still we can sometimes get bad dreams, very bad impressions from past life. We may see in a dream that maybe we are drinking or smoking or eating something that we should not, although we are not doing any of that, but because over lifetimes we have done it, those impressions are there in the consciousness. Prabodhananda Saraswati is saying, all of them are killing me. Of course, he's in humility, he's speaking. He's the Diksha Guru of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, for whom a Shaligram Shila became Radharaman. So he is not speaking his vyatha. He is speaking our vyatha, our dukkha. We don't even know how to pray. So he is praying very kindly on our behalf. So he's saying that in the ocean of dukkha of this world, the aquatics called anarthas are attacking me. And when I try to swim away from them, I can't, because my hands and legs are tied by the impressions of past life, reactions from past life, because I've been sinful for past lives. It's stopping me. Although I know something is wrong, I still watch all those things. Although I know I should not be hearing Bollywood music, still I sometimes, you know, sneak in and hear some song or something. Although I know I should not gossip, I still continue to do that because I've been doing it for so many lifetimes. And at such a point, as I'm drowning in this ocean, I see no lifeguard, savior, rescue operator. Chaitanya Chandra Mama Dehi Padavalambam, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, apart from you, I am a Kali Yuga soul, a soul who's stuck in Kali Yuga, entangled in Kali Yuga. I'm embodied and completely stuck in the meshes of birth and death in Kali Yuga. And apart from you, O Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I have nobody. Please help me. This is how much dukkha is there in this world. In another verse, King Kulashekara writes, Trishna toye madana pavano dhutamo hormi male dara varte tanaya sahaja graha sangha kulecha samsarakhe mahati jalado majjatam nastridhaman padam boje varada bhavato bhakti navam prayachha. My Lord, I am stuck in the ocean of suffering. Now look at his description. Our King Kulashekara in Sri Mukundamala Stotra, very dear book to Srila Prabhupada's heart, and very dear to His Grace Radhesham Prabhu's heart also. One time I remember when I had come to NVCC temple, Radha Vrindavan Chandra temple, one senior devotee from the temple who knew me from America, he was telling Radhesham Prabhu that when I went to that temple, whichever temple I was serving at that point. So he said that when I went to that temple, there was somebody who was in the laundry room putting his dhoti and singing Mukundamala Stotra. So that devotee said, I went and saw, and it was this boy. It was many years ago. So I was still a boy at that time. Now I've become a man, I think, grown older with time. So he was introducing to Radhesham Prabhu. And then he told Radhesham Prabhu that this boy has some inclination towards Mukundamala Stotra. And then at that time, His Grace Radhesham Prabhu, then the devotee looked at me and he said, you know, His Grace Radhesham Prabhu has been chanting Mukundamala Stotra for so many years now. And there was a time when he had the vrat to chant it before Mangalarati, the whole book, 50 verses. So he's been doing it for many years like that, he was saying. So I just got reminded because I am speaking to very wonderful devotional students and followers of His Grace Radhesham Prabhu. And I'm speaking about Mukundamala Stotra. So I just got reminded of that. So in that book, King Kulashekara writes, Trishna toye madana pavano dhuta mohormi mali. Look at his description of dukkha in this world. He says that this world is an ocean where the waters are insatiable material desires. Trishna toya. Toya means water. Patram pushpam phalam toyam, right? You know this word. Toya means water. And trishna, not Krishna, but trishna means material thirst, desires, ichhai, ashai, abhilashai, apekshai, all different paryayvachi shabda in Hindi, Marathi, Sanskrit, that desires. Unlimited water in the ocean. They are all material desires. Then, Trishna toye madana pavana. you can see constant blowing of wind over the ocean, right? Ocean surface, and it is causing some ripples and tides on the surface. So Kulashekhara says, what is that breeze? Trishna toye madana pavana. The pavana, the breeze, is madan, lusty desires. Constant thought of how to gratify myself. And not just lusty desires in the sense of gross sense gratification. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has described, that what is kaam? Atmendra priti vancha tari boli kaam. Krishnendra priti icha dhari prem naam. Any desire to satisfy oneself. If I play mridanga also, I should sit ahead so that everybody looks at me. If I do kirtan also, I should do kirtan on the mic so that everybody can hear my sweet transcendental voice. If I do kirtan also, it should be not in the afternoon when there are not many people. It should be prime slot in the evening when actual abhishek is going on. Even when I am doing some service, let's say I'm making garlands, the garland should be made in such a way that it should be offered at a time or during a day when more people will watch and they will ask who has made the garland. Even if I'm cooking at the temple, it should be for the feast, or it should be at a time when devotees will honor, not in the mood that made more devotees be pleased, but then they will ask, cook kon hai? Aaj kisne cooking kiya? You know? So even through services, the desire to put ourselves ahead, this is the blowing wind. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj was explaining in one class that devotee should be like salt, adding taste in the lives of others, but himself being invisible. Very interesting. I really like this example. Although I'm far away from the standard, but it's nice to at least keep as a goal in our mind. So King Kulashekhara describes, as much water is there in the ocean, so much material desires are there in the heart. The blowing of the wind on the surface of this ocean is constant lusty desires, the desire to put ourselves ahead of others. And if somebody else is stopping our desire to get ahead, then we say that person is jealous, that person is envious, that person is a micromanager, that person has some ego, that person has some problem with me. Not that they are, because they are saying something which is stopping us from coming ahead and fulfilling our desire to egoistically put ourselves in public, we blame it on them. Instead of saying that it is my material desire which is not fulfilled and I'm getting agitated. So Trishna toye madana pavana uddhuta moha urmi male. Then he says the tides which are there in the ocean are our material planning. You see how the tides are in the ocean? They come and they crash, but as they crash, another set of waves and tides are coming already. So in material life, our planning is more than execution. Execution is less and planning is more. Today my chanting was not good. Kal main 3 baje utkar mangalarti se pehle 16 rounds karunga. Phir then by the time we wake up, it is already like 4:15. Then we rush into the shower and somehow go down and we are sleepy. And even Krishna is standing on the altar and thinking, Hare Baba, if you're sleepy, if you don't want to see me, you go sleep. I don't want such tamasic devotees. And then because we are sleep deprived and chanting, we are sitting and sleeping. And then we try to stand and then look around who is doing what and who is drinking more water and who are the other people sleeping, who is doing radar japa, looking around. We are looking around on who is looking around. And in this way, chanting is done. And then we make more plans that no. Hum honge kamyab ek din. You know, today my chanting was not good, but tomorrow it will be good. Asha bandha. Planning is more than execution. So this Kulashekhara ji, King Kulashekhara has said that constant waves, constant tides are crashing on the ocean surface. They are material planning. Moha urmi male. Moha, illusion. Aise karunga, phir main aise karunga, phir main aise chanting karunga, main phir prasad aada paunga, phir main jada reading karunga, phir main aise karu, and nothing happens. Or even if it happens, very little. So this moha of illusory planning and less execution are the tides. Okay. Now he's going underwater. He says, Dara varte tanaya sahaja graha sangha kulecha. He says the underwater aquatics in the form of sharks and crocodiles and different underwater aquatics, which are, you know, whales, which are ready to eat up human beings. What are they? they are brothers and sisters and sons and daughters and mothers and fathers and husband and wife and all these relations. I am not saying it. King Kulashekhar is saying Dara Varte Tanaya. Tanaya, we know, is son. Sahaja. Sahaja means brother. Dara means wife. Dara Varte Tanaya Sahaja. Graha Sangha Kulecha. All of them are compared to aquatics. Not that we are saying that family members are all bad. We're not saying that. But we're saying in performing any responsibility in this world, it takes away time. It takes away time. Somebody becomes sad at home, we have to sit and pacify them. We have to give up our chanting at that point and see what is wrong there. If the baby is crying in the cradle, person cannot tell the child, you know, let me finish my Mangal Arati, then I will talk to you. The child is screaming in the cradle. So you have to keep your agarbatti down and then you have to run and see what the child is troubled with. You know, if it's stomach problem or he is, you know, he's eaten something or I don't know what that is. So constant anxiety that comes in family life and responsibilities that are there. They like aquatics eat away our time. They eat away our time. So therefore we find on the path of bhakti, three out of the four ashramas are that of virakti. Brahmacharis are renounced, vanaprasthis are renounced, and sannyasis are renounced. Because the path of getting Krishna is vyavasayatmika buddhi, ekeha kuru nandanam, being one-pointed. When we are multi-branched in so many responsibilities in life, then we can't give our heart completely to Krishna. Not possible. Not possible. This is why we see the queens of Krishna in Dwaraka, although they are very advanced Vaishnavis, they are very great. We see in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that Srila Sanatan Goswami, he says that the gopis of Vrindavan are higher. Why? Because the queens of Dwaraka, they have 10 sons and one daughter with Krishna. So naturally their mind is divided and the heart that they give to Krishna is 1/12. After giving their attention to 10 sons and one daughter, whatever is remaining that they give it to Krishna. And their relation with Krishna is that they are wives, so they are dependent on Krishna and they have a home in the form of the palace. So there is so many other things. But the gopis, if you see, no children. So 100% they can offer their heart to Krishna. So this is there. Definitely this is there. Of course, Grihastashram is also very glorious and we can always keep Krishna in the center. But considerably it is little difficult with more responsibilities. The mind is bifurcated and there is no doubt about it. So King Kulashekara, he says that the aquatics in the ocean of this world are material attachments and material responsibilities and material relations. Then he says, what is this ocean that I am describing? Samsar akhe mahati jaladau majhyatam nastri dhaman. This mahati jaladau, this very great ocean that I am describing is called samsara. Material birth and death, repeated birth and death, this material world. And he tells Krishna, majhyatam, my lord, O lord of the three worlds, three dhaman, I am drowning in this ocean of dukkha. So Krishna says, so what do you want? What do you want me to do? He says, just throw a boat. I can get on the boat and cross this ocean. King. Then Krishna says, what is the boat that you want me to throw? So King Kulashekhara says, Padam bhoje varad bhavato bhakti navam prayachha. Aapke charano ke prati nishchala achala bhakti ke noke ko aap pradan kijiye hai prabhu. Oh Krishna, please give me the boat of undeviated devotion to your lotus feet. Because if somebody has devotion to your lotus feet, they can cross over all dukkha in life. Samashrita ye padapallava plavam mahat padam punya yasho murare bhavam budhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yat vipadam natesham. Brahmaji has also said this in Canto 10, Chapter 14, Text 58, Srimad Bhagavatam, that the ocean of suffering, which is insurmountable, which we cannot cross, can be crossed by bhakti. If somebody has bhakti to the lotus feet of the Lord, then that ocean water becomes as small as water droplets held not in the hoof prints of a cow, but the hoof imprint of a calf. Koi agar bachda ho, little calf, and one of the legs of that calf is imprinted in mud, then you can see the hoof, small hoof print. उसमें जितने जल के बूंद, जितनी कणिकाएं उपस्थित हो सकती है, भर सकती है, उतने छोटे मात्रा में महासागर का पानी वहां सीमित हो जाता है। द इनसरमाउंटेबल ओशन ऑफ दुख बिकम सो स्मॉल लाइक वॉटर ड्रॉपलेट्स हेल्ड इन द हूफ प्रिंट ऑफ अ कैफ, विच मीन्स द पर्सन डजन हैव टू स्विम अक्रॉस, ही कैन जस्ट वॉक ओवर, ही कैन जस्ट जम्प ओवर एंड देर इज नो मोर सफरिंग। देयरफॉर वी कैन सी इन एनवीसीसी टेम्पल वेंकटेश्वर, राइट, श्रीनिवास बालाजी डी टी इज देयर, एंड दिस इज वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट, वेरी वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट, बिकॉज समबडी मे से दैट वी आर गौड़ीय वैष्णवस, वी वर्शिप राधा कृष्ण और चैतन्य महाप्रभु, वाई हैव वेंकटेश्वर, वाई हैव श्रीनिवास बालाजी तिरुपति, द लॉर्ड ऑफ तिरुपति देर, इट इज वेरी वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट डियर डिवोटीज, वाई, बिकॉज इफ यू सी द मुद्रा, इफ यू सी द पोस्चर इन विच ही स्टैंड, यू कैन सी वन हैंड इज लाइक दिस टूवर्ड्स हिज नी और हिज वेस्ट एंड अनदर हैंड इज पॉइंटिंग डाउन, हैव यू सीन, वेन वी टेक दर्शन वन हैंड इज होल्डिंग हिज waist or his knee and another hand is pointing down. What does it show? It shows, dear devotees, if you focus down at my lotus feet, ocean of suffering will become knee deep and you can cross over it. You don't even have to swim. जो पानी की महासागर के विषय में हम चर्चा कर रहे हैं, जो व्यक्ति को बड़े बड़े दिग्गजों को डुबा सकता है, अरे वो पानी इतना कम हो जाता है, घुटनों तक आ जाता है, व्यक्ति पार करता है कुछ तैर कर नहीं, चल कर, अपने घुटने तक का पानी व्यक्ति तैर कर नहीं, चल कर लांग सकता है, पार हो सकता है। तो एवरी टाइम वी सी डिवोटीज आर प्रीचिंग दिस टू अदर्स दैट परफॉर्म भक्ति, देन देयर विल बी नो सफरिंग। हियर फर्स्ट टाइम वी सी द लॉर्ड फ्रॉम द ऑल्टर, ही इज प्रीचिंग टू द डिवोटीज that if you take shelter of my lotus feet by showing his hand, then the suffering, the ocean of suffering becomes knee deep. Therefore, he's holding it like this. So therefore, we can find that King Kulashekhara tells in that verse to Krishna that I am suffering and drowning in this ocean, my Lord. If you can please give me the boat of devotion, then I can get on that boat and I can cross over. I don't need anything else. So why did I mention the verse from Prabodhananda Saraswati and the verse from King Kulashekhara? To illustrate this example that when it rains profusely, we can't stop the rainwater. We can't stop the rain shower. But what we can do is we can stand under an umbrella. So Krishna consciousness is very significant in all our lives, because the rain shower is that of dukkha. Constant background violin of dukkha is going on in everybody's life. You know, sometimes there are some dramas and something else is going on, but background there is violin going on. I don't know to play violin, I hope all of you are understanding. I don't want to say flute sound, because the sound of Krishna's flute is pleasing and not dukkha. But I know that Krishna is not playing violin on the altar in any of our temples. So I'm using the violin example. If there is constant background sound of violin, some other emotions are going on. Somebody's talking on a stage, you know, in a drama, but violin is going on. Similarly, we can see in our lives also, whether we are brahmacharis or sannyasis, or whether we are young or old, whether we are male or female, whatever may be our condition, and whatever we may be into, some constant background violin is going on for all of us. Those who are intelligent, you may see they may not get some job, or they may be intelligent, they may have good marks and they may have campus selection, but maybe the package is not enough. Maybe the package is also good, but they are working 12 hours a day. They are not able to chant japa properly. Or maybe it is a job where they are relaxed and it's a good high paying job, good package, and they have graduated from a good school and working in a good company, but it's possible that their health is not good. Or health is also good, but it's possible that maybe they lost their mother or father recently in Corona, in the COVID pandemic. Or maybe that is also fine, but they may have a lot of loan and debt from the father's side or from the past. Or maybe that is also fine. But they are confused in life. Maybe their house, they kept money somewhere, and maybe there was a break-in and there was theft or something like that. Or maybe you know, they everything is going on right, and they got a new car, but that car got an accident, got into an accident or something. Everybody has some concern or the other. There is nobody who can say that they're completely happy. So if Kulishekhara is King Kulishekhara is saying, if Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati is saying, if Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita that this world is an ocean of suffering, we have to believe it. The faster we believe, the better it is. Because if we still think that there is a lot of joy, I am the only one suffering, everybody else is happy. If we think like this, then our desire to chase the objects of sense gratification in this world will be high. And Krishna says, "Yehi samsparsha ja bhoga, dukkha yo naya evate, adhyantavanta kaunteya nate shuramate buddha." That what gives joy in this world is actually like a pregnant mother in whose womb future dukkha is already taking birth. Please note, whatever gives joy in this world is like a pregnant Mataji, a mother in whose womb the child of the future dukkha is already present. Like, for example, if some mother, some Mataji is expecting a child and she enters a house, as she enters, her child in the womb is also entering. So similarly, any source of pleasure in this world is like that Mataji, pregnant Mataji who's entering, in whose womb future dukkha is already written. Because sukha and dukkha come together. You cannot take one away from the other. I will only increase sukha and I will keep away dukkha. Not possible. His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu from Radha Gopinath Temple, Chowpatty, was once giving example long, long time ago, 10 plus years ago. He said that this material world is like sweet rice. And I was thinking, this is a very interesting example, because generally people say this material world is like a dry well, it is an open pit covered with soft grass, it is like an ocean where we are drowning. But Prabhuji said this material world is like sweet rice. Definitely, we experience some sweetness, but imagine if there is sweet rice, the fluid, the rasa that we are tasting is very sweet. But the rice that is there in that sweet rice, let's say it is uncooked. So every time we drink it, we are drinking the sweetness, but there is some, inconvenience when you chew the rice with the teeth. So you cannot say, I will only drink the juice and I will not eat the rice. It's not possible. It will come together. So whatever pleasure we think there is, along with that sweet rasa, the uncooked rice of dukkha is already coming. When we come in this world, we have given entry in the database of suffering. It is not possible to not suffer in this world. Suffering is there for everybody. A Brahma Bhuvana Aloka Punaravartino Arjuna Mamu Petya to Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. For everybody, there is suffering. But the only boat, the only solution is to take shelter of Krishna. There is no other way. We can try to solve it materially. We can say, well, अगर ऐसा हुआ तो मैं उसका इस समस्या का समाधान मैं ऐसे करूंगा. बट इट इज अ नोन फैक्ट दैट द सोल्यूशन टू दैट प्रॉब्लम क्रिएट्स अ बिगर प्रॉब्लम देन जस्ट लेटिंग टॉलरेट देन जस्ट टॉलरेटिंग दैट प्रॉब्लम. वी कैन सी वन डिजीज कम्स आउट, देन देर इज थाउजेंड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ डॉलर्स पुट इन द रिसर्च ऑफ द मेडिसिन टू डिस्ट्रॉय दैट disease. And in that attempt, how many animals are being killed in the animal testing industry, in the pharmaceutical drug industry? How many different products are put together, animal content is put together in the allopathic drugs? And then at the end of it all, that disease, that so-called virus or whatever it is, we may be able to cross over that, but the side effects of the drug will cause few more other diseases. This is the nature of this world. Our attempts to solve the problem creates bigger problems. What is the way out? The only way out is to stand under the umbrella of Krishna consciousness, taking shelter of Krishna. Mam ekam sharanam praja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami ma shucha. Why do we suffer from dukkha? Why do we suffer? Because of sins from past life. That is why we suffer, is it not? If there is piety, good activity, shubha karma, then we enjoy. And if it is ashubha karma from past life, impious activities, then we suffer. And what Krishna is saying is, I will take away all your impious activities from past lives. I will take away those reactions. So therefore, naturally, there is no dukkha. It is like we are having the shoes of Krishna consciousness. So even if there are pebbles and rocks and sharp grass of suffering of this world, it doesn't touch us. By performing bhakti, we are not saying that the dukkha of this world will reduce. That's not what we are saying. Dukkha will reign. The reign of dukkha will continue. But definitely, by the performance of bhakti, the shoe is protecting our consciousness from the pebbles and the rocks of distress. The performance of bhakti is like an umbrella which is protecting us from the rain shower of dukkha. If we think Krishna consciousness is just one part of my life, then it is like standing 5% into the umbrella and remaining 95% we are under the rain. We will get wet. That 5%, it may protect us, but 95% we are getting wet. So we have to jump 100%. Krishna consciousness is not part of life. It is the heart of life. This is why we are alive. We are alive to stand under the umbrella of Krishna's protection. Daivi yesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Krishna is saying that dukkha is given by maya. But O living entities, you please stand under my lotus feet and I will protect you. I will protect you from all directions. And if Krishna protects, who can destroy Mare Krishna rakhe ke rakhe Krishna mare ke? So we must try our best. Whatever suffering comes because of past life, just to tolerate. We have to keep quiet and tolerate. Like for example, if you take a ball and you throw it on the wall, what happens? It will come back. Now with a bat, if you hit it back again, the ball goes back with more strength into the wall and it will come back. Now, if you hit it with a bat again, it will go to the wall, hit the wall and come back and there is no end. However, when the ball is thrown onto the wall and it comes back, you just catch it. That's it. There is no more recoiling of the ball going back and forth. This is exactly what happens with tolerance. What happens is we have thrown the ball of our activities from past life. Humne kukarm kiye hai. Prachur matra mein, we have done in abundance in so many lifetimes. Dear devotees, think about it. For millions and millions of lifetimes, we have been in this world. Millions and millions of bodies we have taken. And for lifetimes, thousands and thousands of lifetimes, we have elo ar gelo. We have appeared, done something and died. Without even one thought of Krishna. Human forms, I'm saying. I'm not talking about animal forms. Animal forms, imagine there is absolutely no thought of God. The cockroaches are born, or the lizards are born, or the squirrels are born, the rats are born. Not once do they think, who's making this cheese that I'm eating? Or who is the source of all this creation? You will never see an introspective lizard or crocodile or cockroach. They just lead their lives. But as human beings, many, many times we have led godless lives. And those reactions will come. So we have thrown the ball. We have eaten meat. We have probably been tribes, even killing animals live and eating them raw. We may have been cannibals in past lives. We may have done abominable activities, which now as devotees, we think it is not possible. But we have done all those activities in past life. All of us, the probability of living in this world through all different circumstances and different bodies and performing all abominable activities, the probability is very high. It's almost 100%, is it not? Even in this life, many of us, we may have eaten meat and then come into the association of devotees, given it up and then changed our lifestyle. What to speak of so many lifetimes. So we have thrown so many balls of bad activities on the wall and they're all coming now with reactions. Now on that reaction, when we hit with the bat, which means we justify, reactions will come and it will come through people who are around us. Sometimes we criticize, why as devotees they're acting like this? He's supposed to be devotee chanting Hare Krishna. Why he's behaving like this? Please tell me. As brahmacharis or as residents in the temple or as future aspiring brahmacharis, if you don't work outside, you don't meet with non-devotees, you don't live with your family in the homes, you don't meet any college friends or colleagues or any social life, you're living only with devotees. Past life reactions must come. Whom will they come through? Will they come through the neighbor in some other building whom we don't even interact? How will they bring those reactions? Reactions will come through people who are around us. So if you keep yourself around those who speak only about cricket or chess, then the reactions will come through them. if you keep yourself around singers, then reactions will come through them, those who are around us. And similarly, when we keep ourselves around devotees, it's not that those devotees are like that. It's just that those reactions must reach us somehow from past lives, is it not? And Krishna is very kind to give it to us in this life. And it just happens to be, it is coming through devotees who are around us because we are surrounded by devotees. So many balls in past lives have been thrown. And now those bouncing, those reactions are coming. Now when that happens, we justify or we, you know, keep the thing going. And with more intensity, we are justifying and giving reasons and blaming and complaining and criticizing. I hope everybody is understanding this example. As a result, what happens, the intensity in which the ball is going to hit the wall and come back is just going to increase. And it's just going to go on and on and on. But if we can just hold it, which means tolerate, that's it. The reactions will not come. So we have to do three things, dear devotees. First and foremost, have unflinching faith that my only shelter in the whole world is Krishna consciousness and nothing else. Krishna, Shri Guru, Vaishnavas and Krishna are my only well-wishers. Aham harer tava padaika mulam dasanu daso bhavitas vibhuya manas smare tasu pater gunamte grinhita vakkarma karotu kaya. Vritrasur in the 6th canto, canto 6, chapter 11, text 24, 25, 26 and 27 is chanting these beautiful prayers to Krishna. And the first prayer he says, my Lord, if I have to reappear again in another body, please give me the benediction to be a humble servant of the Vaishnavas. That's all that I want. Let me be a humble menial servant at the lotus feet of my Guru Maharaj, who constantly, mana smaret, who constantly is remembering you, and ashupater gunamte grinhita vakkarma karotu kaya. He's constantly glorifying through words, thinking through mind and serving through hands. And by serving him, may I also get those qualities. This is what Vritrasura is praying. And he says, Mama Uttama Shloka Janeshu Sakhyam. Krishna, please give me this benediction that lifetime after lifetime, may all my friends be Krishna conscious. And may all Krishna conscious devotees be my friends. That's all. We have to be convinced, dear devotees, the books that we have, Srila Prabhupada's books, the classes that we hear, the holy name that we chant, the deities that we take darshan of, the prasadam, the charanamrit that we honor, the Vaishnavas that we have opportunity to serve, the spiritual master who initiates us, the temples that Prabhupada has built. This is our life. This is our only shelter. Please ask yourself this question. In the last 1 hour that we are discussing, we are speaking about the glories of bhakti and how this is our, we should take shelter, etc. Did any of us feel envy in the heart, lust in the heart, greed in the heart, anger in the heart? We will not. Do those anarthas exist in us? Yes. But now when we are in this assembly speaking about Krishna and the process of bhakti, it is like a kavach. It is like a Narayan kavach that we are protected by. Those emotions are not coming into us. But as soon as the class ends, you can see the mind becomes little free and idle. Automatically, it starts going on to these anarthas. The point is those anarthas are there. But when we are in Krishna conscious atmosphere, we are in the association and we desperately take shelter that मुझे इसके अतिरिक्त और कोई आश्रय नहीं है जगत में. ऐसा नहीं है कि मुझे भक्ति भी करना है और फिर और अन्य वार्ता अन्य कार्य भी करना. नहीं प्रभु, मैं आपका हूं. जन्म जन्मांतर मैं आपका दास हूं. करोड़ों जन्म बीत गए, मैं आपको, आपका भजन किए बिना, आपके नाम के बिना, आपके भक्तों की सेवा के बिना वंचित रहा हूं. दिस लाइफ माय लॉर्ड आई वांट टू गिव 100%. व्हाई शुड आई कीप समथिंग ऑन द स्टोव फॉर 2 मिनट्स एंड टेक इट आउट फॉर 5 मिनट्स, अगेन कीप इट ऑन द स्टोव फॉर अनदर 2-3 मिनट्स, ऑन द गैस स्टोव फॉर 2-3 मिनट्स एंड अगेन टेक इट आउट फॉर 10 मिनट्स, अगेन कीप इट फॉर 2-3 मिनट्स. यू थिंक इट विल गेट हॉट? इट विल नॉट गेट हॉट. बट इफ यू कीप इट ऑन द स्टोव एंड यू हीट इट for good 5 minutes without taking it away, then you see it starts to boil or it becomes very hot. So similarly, our consciousness should be like that. We should keep it on the gas stove of Krishna consciousness and not take it away. If you take it away, then we'll become lukewarm. We should try moment to moment to absorb our minds. And we have so, Krishna consciousness is so colorful. We can hear Krishna Katha. We can study Srila Prabhupada's books. We can chant Japa. We can engage in kirtan. Kirtan also, we have so many Mahamantra melodies. We have so many bhajans. We can learn mridanga. We can learn harmonium. We can learn kartal. We can learn to sing. apart from that, deity worship, making garlands, cooking in the kitchen, or assisting cleanup, offering prasad to the Vaishnavas. So many, organizing festivals, connecting with newcomers to make them devotees, or connecting with devotees to see, counsel and get counseled and to help others. Janma sarthaka kar par upakar. So many things are there. Sweeping the temple floor, greeting newcomers who are coming into the temple, giving them some card, some information about the temple. Nothing works. Chapal stand is always there. Whoever is coming to put their chapal in the bag and serve. Krishna consciousness is so colorful that moment to moment we have activities to absorb our mind. Is it not? How many books are there? How many shastras are there? How many classes are there? ISKCON desire tree has been so kind, like a desire tree, keeping track of all the classes. So, and it is free. Internet is there. We have to just use internet in the right way and hear those classes and take notes. So we have so many things to absorb our mind. First principle, I said three principles. So first principle is we should be completely convinced that Krishna consciousness is my only source of shelter and I should not waste my time. Moment to moment, I want to keep myself on the spiritual platform. मुझे उस स्तर से हटना नहीं है. मन ना लगे कोई बात नहीं. अच्छा, अब जप करने में मन नहीं करता तो भक्तों के साथ बैठकर कीर्तन करेंगे. अच्छा, वहां मन नहीं करता तो फिर हम कुछ और सेवा कर लेंगे. कितने अंग हैं. अच्छा, कुछ ना हो तो परिक्रमा लगाएंगे, तुलसी की आरती में बैठेंगे, जो भी हो अलग अलग सेवा कर सकते हैं हम. और माया में पढ़ने के तरीके भी अनंत हैं और प्रभु के चरण आश्रित होने के तरीके भी अनंत हैं. तो दिस इज द फर्स्ट पॉइंट. मोमेंट टू मोमेंट आई वांट टू अब्सॉर्ब माई सेल्फ ऑन द स्पिरिचुअल प्लेन. आई डोंट वांट टू गो बैक. पीछे नहीं हटना है मुझे. अब पीछे नहीं देखना है कि कहां कौन क्या कह रहा है एक्सेट्रा. नथिंग. कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस, इसमें कोई तथ्य है कि नहीं, भगवान है कि नहीं, ये संस्था काम करेगा कि नहीं, ये भक्ति नाम जप करने से मेरा मन परिवर्तित होगा कि नहीं, ये सब संशय आत्मा विनश्यति. अश्रद्धा धाना पुरुषा अप्राप्य माम निवर्तन्ते मृत्यु संसार सागरत. भगवान कहते हैं मृत्यु संसार वर्तमनी. प्रभु कहते हैं धर्मस्यास्य परंतप, कि इस धर्म का नियम ऐसा है कि अश्रद्धा धाना पुरुषा, यदि कोई अश्रद्धालु हो जाए, somebody becomes faithless, अप्राप्य माम, वो प्रभु को प्राप्त नहीं कर सकता. सो फर्स्ट पॉइंट इज अनफ्लिंचिंग फेथ दैट आई विल. Krishna consciousness is my life. This is my only shelter. And irrespective of how much dukkha comes in my life, I will never give up bhakti. I will never give up bhakti. Chahe chitne bhi pratikul ho jaye, main sab kuch kho baitu. Dhanam cha manam cha yathendriyani pranam cha hritva mama sarvameva kenapyaho bhishana chaura idrik drishta shrutova na maya kadapi. Shripad Bilva Mangala Thakur says, my lord, even if you take away everything from me, I will not give up your lotus feet. How much ever dukkha comes, Krishna, I have, even if you don't accept me, I will hold on to your lotus feet like a leech. Ab hum nahi chhodenge. Prabhu, aap hame swikaro na swikaro, hum aapke hain. Hum aap hi ke hain. Hum is jagat ke kabhi nahi the. We never belong to this world. We are not belonging to this world. We can never belong to this world. Even if we just survive in this world for another 5 million years, still we will not belong to this world. And even if we don't know about it, still we belong to Krishna. This is our relation with Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu. This is the first point. Second point, whatever pratikul, whatever inauspicious, whatever reversals come in our life, we must remember a few things. That the person is simply a medium and he is not responsible. My Guru Maharaj gives this example. Let's say there is a bottle in the hand. And with I hold the bottle in the hand and I hit my head. Bottle lekar, main apne sir mein agar maru. If I hit my head with that bottle, and then I loudly shout, what kind of bottle is this? This bottle is hitting me on the head. This example I gave last time when we met also. That if you hold a bottle and we hit on the head, and if somebody complains that the bottle is responsible, then that person is called mad. Because he himself is holding the bottle and he himself is hitting, and then he's blaming the poor bottle. So similarly, people in this world are like bottle, and when they hit, we are blaming them. But actually behind that bottle is our own hand of past reactions. हमने ही कुकर्म किया जिसके कारण वो निमित्त बने हैं. सो नो बडी कैन एवर हार्म अस. देर इज नो इल विशर फॉर अस. वॉट एवर कृष्णा हैज गिवन अस, इट इज ओनली मंगल विधान. देर इज ओनली ऑस्पिशियसनेस, ओनली ऑस्पिशियसनेस. प्लीज टेल मी, वेन यू स्टैंड फॉर चरणामृत लाइन, वी स्टैंड इन द लाइन फॉर गेटिंग चरणामृत, डू वी थिंक कि पानी वाला चरणामृत है कि पंचामृत वाला चरणामृत है, कि तुलसी मुझे मिलेगा कि तुलसी नहीं है? ये सब नहीं सोच विचार है, बस चरणामृत है. दिस इज कृष्णस चरणामृत. वेदर इट इज आउट ऑफ वॉटर और वेदर इट इज आउट ऑफ हनी और वेदर इट पंचामृत, इट डजेंट मैटर. वॉट एवर आई रिसीव आई विल एक्सेप्ट ग्रेटफुली. इज इट नॉट? दैट्स हाउ इट इज. सिमिलरली वॉट एवर कम्स इन माई लाइफ, इट इज द चरणामृत ऑफ कृष्णा. कृष्णा हैज गिवन इट टू मी, कृष्णा हैज डिसाइडेड दैट फॉर मी. Whatever comes in my life, whether I get gali or whether I get tali, whether I get joy or whether I get suffering, Krishna has orchestrated that for me. That is the right medicine the doctor has given in his prescription for the patient. The person outside, what do you call that person? Compounder, right? Or so that compounder is not responsible. The doctor is the one writing the prescription. Compounder is simply taking the medicine and giving it to us or telling us where to buy it from. And if we blame the compounder ki side effects ho raha hai aapke karan, compounder says hum to keval nimit hain, doctor sahab jo prescription likhe hain uske anusar hum chal rahe hain. So Krishna is the doctor and we are all patients, and Krishna gives the prescription in the form of whatever comes in our life. So we are responsible, not the mediums. Another point to remember is if we react, then the cycle will continue. Like I was giving the example of the bat and the ball. We simply tolerate. Tolerate karne mein, sahan karne mein hi hamari bhalai hai. Hamara hit hai, hitkari hai. And also to remember that at that point, when there is dukkha, it is the most favorable circumstance when we can call out to Krishna. When everything is favorable, sab kuch anukul chal raha hai, हम प्रभु को आर्थ भाव से नहीं पुकार पाएंगे. प्रसाद भी है, धोती भी अच्छी है, कुर्ता भी चल रहा है, स्वास्थ्य भी ठीक है, सब कुछ खुशल मंगल, तो कैसे हम, कौन से अभाव, व्हाट आर वी लैकिंग दैट वी विल कॉल आउट टू कृष्णा. बट व्हेन देयर इज एनी कंसर्न, देयर इज सम एंग्जाइटी इन द माइंड और देयर इज सम प्रॉब्लम इन द बॉडी और व्हाट एवर दुख में कम, सम मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग, मिसकम्युनिकेशन, वी फील नोबडी इज अंडरस्टैंडिंग अस. इंस्टेड ऑफ रनिंग फॉर सिंपथी इन दिस वर्ल्ड, टेलिंग पीपल That, देखो उसने क्या किया या ऐसे व्यवहार कर रहे हैं, हमें केवल चाहिए कि लोग वो है कि हाँ हाँ आप कितने महान हैं, इतना कुछ सह रहे हैं आप, हम होते तो टूट जाते हैं, आप कितने, बस इसके लिए हम जाते हैं. दिस इज वाई वी गो फॉर सिंपथी. मेनी टाइम्स वी डोंट इवन वॉन्ट द सोल्यूशन, वी जस्ट गो फॉर सिंपथी. दिस इज वाई वी गो. बट इंस्टेड ऑफ शेडिंग टीयर्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ पीपल फॉर सिंपथी, दैट दोज टीयर्स ऑफ दुख वी कैन शेड इन फ्रंट ऑफ कृष्ण एंड आस्क फॉर हेल्प. माई लॉर्ड, you please help me tolerate. I don't know where I went wrong, but my Lord, I don't want sympathy. I want the sampati of your shelter. This is what I want. So in all circumstances, tolerate and never blame, complain, criticize the medium. Understand we are responsible and take advantage of that circumstance by calling out to Krishna. And the third point is never to sin again. Never to go back on that path. First point, never waste time and take shelter of Krishna as, on priority as our only shelter. Second point, tolerate all misunderstandings and all inconveniences. And third point, don't sin again. Because when we sin, it starts a new karma bandhan cycle. Any activity that we perform, anything it could be, sometimes people say, मैं किन्हीं को हानि तो नहीं पहुंचा रहा, मैं अपने आप में बैठकर पिक्चर देख रहा हूँ. There are devotees who have told me that, like beginning devotees, when we were doing some youth program, some boys, I asked them, why you are watching all this? Why? And I caught one boy even watching some bad content. So I caught him and he said, when I asked him, I said, why you are watching all this? So he said, Prabhu, at least I am not killing anybody. I am not harming anybody. I am not criticizing. Main akele mein baith ke, you know, ekta jeev sada shiv sarkha mi baslo hai. Ani mi konala kai bolat nahi. Mi ekta baslo hai ani mi bakto hai movie. Tumhala kai karayche? Manje yachat kai problem kai mala karat nahi. He was telling me in Marathi. I said, look, The eyes that Krishna has given you, you're misusing that. Those eyes must be used to watch good things, reading Shastra and taking darshan of the deity. Now, what goes in through the eye stays as a thought in the mind. And then what is thought in the mind will come out as Kriya. You will feel like acting on those thoughts. So don't give in any bad input, whether through the ear, through the eye, through the mouth, in the form of anything that is not offered to Krishna, or in the form of any bad activities like, you know, venting it out, etc. Whatever may be, whatever we have to write down in our diary, what are the things that I am most vulnerable to? What is adharmic? And we should give it up. Because anything that breaks regulative principle or shastric principle will only start a new cycle now. And then we have to suffer for all of that in the future and then tolerate, etc. So, 3 points. First point, taking shelter of Krishna as our only shelter and nobody else. Koi nahi. Jitna dukh aa jaye, koi bhi mera nahi hai. Keval Krishna hai. Guru Parampara, Vaishnav community and Radha Vrindavan Chandra. There is nobody else for me. So whatever happiness or dukkha I experience, I will run only to them. They are my maintainer. Gartir Bharta, Prabhu, Sakshi, Nivasa, Sharanam, Surit, Prabhava, Pralaya, Sthanam, Nidanam, Bijam, Abhyayam. Krishna is everything. Not just saying, Tvameva Mata cha Pita Tvameva. Realizing it. Mata Ramo Mat Pita Ramachandra. Swami Ramo Mat Sakha Ramachandra. Sarvaswamme Ramachandro Dayalu. Nanyam Jane Naiva Jane Na Jane. Rama Raksha Stotra. That Krishna is my only shelter. Second, whatever inconvenience come, we tolerate. We don't criticize, we don't blame, we don't complain. We take it that this is the medicine I need to cure my anarthas. However difficult it is, the false ego needs some rubbing and some purification. So this is for me. And third point, not to start a new karmic cycle by acting on the path of Rajogun and Tamogun. If these three things we follow, then the success on the path is guaranteed. However, there is a big king principle above all three. And what is that? To be under the guidance of a superior. If we become independent angels and we think, ha, main janta hu, main dekh lunga. One time I went for one program. It was not a ISKCON program. They had invited me as one of the guests in that program. And there were other guests also from different sanstha. They wanted to have one person from Art of Living, one person from Isha Foundation, one person from Swami Chinmayananda, one person from ISKCON, one person like that. And there was a get together. And I was trying to represent Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON. So one person was speaking from some samstha, I don't know. And he said, there is no need of guru. You can be your own guru. And the problem is people are finding guru outside, but we ourselves are gurus. Our mind is our guru, he was saying. And I was thinking, this is diametrically opposite to what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. So I was thinking to myself, everybody is coming to sit to listen to him. And he is saying there is no need to listen to anybody outside. Then why we should listen to him instead? I felt like asking him that if you're saying that there is no need to listen to anybody outside as guru, then why I should listen to you? My mind is saying not to listen to you. And I can follow my mind. Very weird philosophy. Very weird. But however, we all should understand that Tishthan Vrajetat Anuragi Jananugami. Rupa Goswami in the 8th verse of Nectar of Instruction says, success comes only when we are under a superior. Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, and our superiors, spiritual superiors, management superiors in the temple. So we all should have a superior and work under their guidance. Share, reveal our weaknesses, share our insecurities, share our sadhana card, and seek help. In this way, by following these three principles with the main crown principle that we mentioned, success is guaranteed in Krishna consciousness. When we break any of these principles, that is when taste is lost. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaudiya Guru Varga ki jai. All glories to all the assembled Vaishnavas. Vanchakalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha.